According to the most recent estimates from the United States Census Bureau, between 2010 and 2018, cities in Benton County grew a lot. Bentonville's population increased by 45% to over 51,000 people. Rogers grew by 21% to over 67,500 residents. And then there are the smaller cities, Centerton, which saw an increase of 63% to over 15,000 people, or Cave Springs, where there were 1,700 residents in 2010, now nearly 5,000. The Benton County Sheriff's Office says more people in the county means more people end up at the detention center. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, a jail expansion could be in the not-so-distant future.
Benton County's jail is more than 20 years old. The facility was built in 1997. Detention Center Captain Jeremy Gwill says that's when the sheriff's office went from having a 63-bed jail at the courthouse to the 669 beds they have now.
When we're pushing 640, we're pretty crowded. That's just due to you have violent offenders, some inmates that have to be separated. So you put them in a cell that has two bunks in it. So that's where we lose some of that bed space.
And Major Robert Bursey says the population boom that's happening outside the jail's walls is happening inside them, too.
For the last 3 years, we've been averaging a 7% increase in our average jail population just due to the growth of the surrounding cities. I mean, since we're the detention center for Benton County, all the law enforcement agencies in the area, you know, they're getting bigger, they're getting busier, and so they're bringing more folks to us.
To keep the population at the jail under control, Gwill says they've been citing almost all nonviolent misdemeanors instead of booking them into the detention center.
Whenever we're at 660, we've gotten up to 670, we have to cite just to hold these people. So even if we were at 640, we would still probably be citing because we're just now getting those other guys off the floors that they're sleeping on.
Jails that don't have enough bed space turn to what are called plastic boats as makeshift beds used for sleeping on the floor. Gwill says they'd have to have a population of fewer than 600 to stop citing people out. And while that's not likely to happen, Major Bursey says the conversation about a facility expansion has only just begun.
A lot of the stuff we've just been talking about now is just trying to do some projections of what our growth is. What's it going to look like in 2 years? What's it going to look like in a year? And then even starting to look as far as 5 and 10 years down the road, because most of these projects, if you were to start an expansion project, you're looking at probably a 2 year, turnaround to get through planning, construction, everything before you even can even utilize it.
The sheriff's office is looking at several options, like modular inmate housing that's quicker and cheaper to build, but also much smaller. Captain Gwill says, on average, a modular pod holds about 50 inmates.
I feel like, personally, if we had one of those in place today, I could fill it up tomorrow.
Another option is to construct an additional pod at the existing facility, which would be considerably more expensive. But Gwill says it would allow the sheriff's office to add a lot more beds that will be necessary to meet future needs.
I feel like if you're going to do this project, we need to plan for the future. And I would say probably 400 to 500 would be realistic if you're planning for the next 10, 12 years.
Major Bursey says right now the sheriff's office is in the information gathering phase before they consider going to the Benton County Quorum Court with any kind of proposal.
Right now we're just basically gathering information, getting our data together and, looking at what options we have and basically kind of just watching to see how Sheriff Helder's in the same boat and he's going through the same process right now. We're kind of see how they're doing it and how they're looking at it to accommodate. Since we're both experiencing similar growth and we're both very similar in size currently.
Tim Helder is the sheriff of Washington County. He's already gone to the Washington County Quorum Court with a proposal. The expansion is estimated to cost $38 million and would initially be funded by a half-cent sales tax. It would add another 600 beds to the existing 710. But the Quorum Court is yet to approve a special election on the matter. And from there, the funding for the expansion would be put in the hands of voters. Bursey says in Benton County, like in Washington County, the sheriff's office is trying to keep up with the needs of a continuously growing number of residents.
You've got to have the infrastructure to support the public safety needs that we have.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
And as for the Washington County Jail, the Quorum Court's Jail, Law Enforcement, and Courts Committee meets next week when the expansion proposal there is likely to be discussed further. You can catch up on our coverage of that plan by searching OzarksAtLarge.com.